on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Bishop of Rafoe has issued a statement on behalf of the diocese apologising to a man who was abused by a former priest from the diocese and his family. A Donegal deputy has welcomed today's High Court ruling against FBD Insurance. Gardaí will be able to fine people €100 for making non-essential cross-border trips from Monday. And it's been claimed that the HSE is refusing to sanction extra home help hours to some people in Donegal. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. First news though, the Department of Education is proposing two options for this year's Leaving Cert, the written exams and a corresponding non-examination process. Education Minister Norma Foley is inviting stakeholders to take part in talks to plan for the exams and work out the details of another option for students. The department says the corresponding process would have to be run by the State Examinations Commission and include better provision for out-of-school learners. The Health Minister says the first batch of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine will arrive in Ireland this weekend with 21,600 doses. The rollout to all over 70s by the end of March is now in doubt after new advice to give people in that age group the Pfizer or Moderna jab. They're more difficult to store and transport, with plans being worked on for centres where multiple GPs can administer doses. Donegal Dr. Dennis McCauley, who is chair of the IMO's GP committee, doesn't think it will delay the rollout too much.
I think that the planning that's now taking place will not delay the vaccine. It will be delayed by the amount of vaccine that actually comes in. The Pfizer vaccine rollout did stall somewhat in the end of January, but the production facilities in Belgium is producing a significant amount of vaccine, and I think it will be giving enough for us to implement the plans that we have in a timely fashion.
More than 300,000 vaccines have been administered in Northern Ireland. That's made up of over 275,000 first doses and more than 26,000 second doses. It comes as another 16 deaths have been reported in the north, and 506 people have tested positive for the virus there in the last 24 hours. Gardaí will be able to fine people €100 for making non-essential cross-border trips from Monday. In the past 7 days, 375 people have been fined at Dublin Airport for leaving the country on holiday. Over the past month or so, more than 3,500 fines have been issued to people who have travelled outside their 5 kilometre limit. Meanwhile, 301 people have been ordered to pay either €500 or €150 for attending or organising a house party. FBD will have to pay out for losses incurred by four pub owners as a result of having to close their doors because of the pandemic. The High Court ruled in favour of the publicans today in a landmark decision that impacts over 1,000 others who have similar policies. Court's correspondent Frank Greeny has more.
In a statement issued by FBD after today's judgment was delivered, the insurer committed to paying out valid claims to its public house insurance customers for financial losses incurred as a result of pandemic-related closures. The legal action was taken by just four pubs, but up to 1,300 others have similar policies and were awaiting today's decision before taking their own cases. The total amount to be paid out isn't yet known, but according to the statement, FBD expects it to be well within the range of its considered financial outcomes. At the heart of the case was whether the business interruption policy covered nationwide outbreaks of disease. FBD claimed it just covered localised outbreaks, but the High Court disagreed. FBD concluded its statement today by saying it believed the court process was the fairest way to reach a resolution. Frank Greeny at the High Court.
Well, Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty, who has written to the Central Bank calling for a business interruption insurance examination to be carried out, has welcomed today's ruling.
We don't know the size and scale of it, but there are thousands of policies right across the state that are affected, and it can't be left up to individuals. The Central Bank, the state, has a consumer role here. They have to protect the consumers. So we've written to the Central Bank, we've written to the Minister for Finance, we've written to the Taoiseach, who's a responsibility for business. We've said, we've shown showed what has to happen now in terms of ensuring that the central bank goes in, looks at every single policy that has been written on business interruption, makes sure that those that are supposed to be paid out are paid out, and that any compensation and penalties are applied. The insurance industry can't get away with this, and fair play to Noel Anderson and the others who took the stand, who put their own companies at risk by taking this court case against the insurance industry, and now so many other people will benefit.
A former priest of the Diocese of Raphoe has been sentenced to 2 years imprisonment for the sexual abuse of a minor in 1985. The Bishop of Raphoe, Alan McGuckian, has issued a statement on behalf of the diocese, apologising to the man who was abused by the former priest and his family. The bishop said the church must continue to ensure that such crimes never happen again, and that victims feel their voices are heard and that they are supported. Greg Hughes has more.
Yesterday at Letterkenny Circuit Court, a former priest of the Diocese of Raphoe was sentenced to 2 years imprisonment for the sexual abuse of a minor in 1985. He was a priest in the diocese from 1976 and was removed from ministry immediately on receipt of the complaint in 1998. The Gardaí, the HSE and Tusla were informed then. In a statement and on behalf of the Diocese of Raphoe, Bishop Alan McGuckian said that he was deeply saddened that an innocent child had to endure this devastating abuse. The bishop said that it's all the more serious as it involved abuse by someone in a position of sacred trust and power. Bishop McGuckian apologised sincerely to the man who suffered and to his family, and that he fully accepts that no apology can undo the harm inflicted on an innocent child. The bishop concluded by encouraging anyone else who has a concern or complaint, either now or from the past, to come forward and contact both the diocese and the statutory authorities.
It's been claimed that the HSE is refusing to sanction extra home help hours to some people in Donegal. People, particularly those with a disability, require extra care, need home help 3 times a day, and it's understood that caregivers are working outside the allocated time unpaid. There are also further claims that there's a shortage of vital equipment for home help, such as hoists and slings, with those affected under increased strain. Councillor Michael McLaughlin says while there's always been issues with home help in Donegal, the situation has worsened further due to the current crisis. He's calling on the government to step up to the plate and give the HSE the necessary funding to alleviate the situation.
This is total disaster, Nick. And it's not fair. It's a serious state of affairs. People in their most senior years that worked all their life, paid taxes all their life, and now in the final years, the hours of need when they need care and comfort, all they're getting out of life and taking the teeth. That's what's happening. And it's not on, and it's not good enough. And it's time all our TDs and everything else stood up and dug on their heels and stood up for Donegal, because that's not happening. Donegal yet again is worse of all. Why are we always getting the hammering all the time for the forgotten county again, and now once again it's hate to see us getting and cutting hours off it, and it's not fair. Here last week the healthcare workers in the north got £500 of a raise. The healthcare workers here got a clap in the back and said thanks very much for your efforts. It's not fair, and it's not going to be fair going forward, and it's just people are left to suffer, and in certain cases elderly people that I would represent in my own area here, there's no excuse for it.
A Donegal County councillor believes that the Taoiseach should not travel to the US for St Patrick's Day. Micheál Martin has repeatedly refused to be drawn on if he will travel to Washington in March for the traditional shamrock ceremony with the new US President Joe Biden. Last year's visit by then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to former President Donald Trump was cut short amid the first coronavirus outbreak. It's understood that it will be several weeks before a decision will be made on this year's event. Speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show, Councillor Nicholas Crossan suggested someone from the Irish diaspora could be nominated to take the Taoiseach's place.
I honestly do believe that this year that we should, first of all, I'd like to state that I would have absolutely no hesitation in sending anybody out to America for St. Patrick's, the Taoiseach out to America for St. Patrick's Day. But I think we must make exceptions. We're told that we can't leave 5 kilometres on our own without doing the necessary journey. And a lot of people are adhering to this. Most people are adhering to this. And it's for the Taoiseach of our country to turn around and to say that he's going to America. I do think it's gone too far, a bridge too far, for as far as I would be concerned. There's an awful lot of diaspora in America, of our diaspora, which we talk so much about now, that I think that some of them could be nominated. If we want to keep the tradition going, should it be the ambassador? Or any other, there's thousands of people in and around Washington doing a good job for the Irish diaspora out there, and get somebody like that, nominate somebody like that to go along, keep a tradition going. I would have no problem with that there. But the question is, should the Taoiseach go? In my opinion, certainly not. It's a bridge too far. I've seen over the past 10 months some of the decisions that the government made, and I'd have to say some of the decisions they made were excellent decisions. But by keeping that on the table, or doing the leave insert, or not being affirmative, make a decision and stick by it.
Progress is being made by Donegal County Council to take charge of a number of estates in the Lifford-Stranorlar Municipal District. While discussions are ongoing to take in charge of the Beaches Estate in Stranorlar, the council has in the interim agreed to carry out some works through the use of bonds money to resurface the entrance road of the estate. Negotiations are also continuing with the bonds insurer to release funds so a number of issues can be addressed in the Lonsdale Estate. Councillor Patrick McGuigan says it is a lengthy process, but progress is being made.
While we're publishing to take over three estates in the Lifford-Raphoe area, within the Twin Towns in Balbofane and Snorra, the two estates there that have a lot of problems on the entrance roads is the Beaches in Balbofane and also in Lonsdale. There are still negotiations between a new developer, Irish Water, and the County Council in relation to the beaches, but the council agreed that our suggestion that all the councillors proposed on Tuesday that we topslide some of the bonds money for the beaches and we go immediately and tear the entrance road right down to it. The council now has documents ready to go out to tender. That'll take a few weeks or months. And as well then, we've been assured that there is a sufficient bond to take Lonsdale and completion, to take it all and under the control of the County Council. Now, they're negotiating with the bond holder, which is an insurance company in the banks at the moment, to get that money released as soon as possible so the council can go out to tender on that as well.
And indeed, the taking of charge of these estates, if it comes to fruition, would be a huge development for the people that live there.
This is a process that started around 2012, but each estate is dealt with differently. We are making some progress, very, very slow. It's at the top of the agenda for the members in the Snorra electoral area. It's something that's very, very frustrating for local residents, driving up through pothole roads every single day. It's a wee bit of good news. The agreement is in place now to move them ahead.
Sport in Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for home workouts at michaelmurphysports.ie with free nationwide delivery.
Time now for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with rugby, and the Irish team to play Wales on Sunday was named today. And Ireland head coach Andy Farrell has backed Tadhg Birnie to impress against Wales. The Munster lock partners James Ryan in the second row, and Farrell has confidence that Birnie can do a job in Cardiff.
It's always an opportunity. Any time that you get to put the jersey on, it's always an opportunity. You know, you've got an opportunity to show what you can do, and obviously Tadhg will be like everyone else in the squad, that he'll want to perform for himself, but for the team first as well. And you know, hopefully he can do that. And I suppose everyone wants to perform to make sure that they play as many games as they possibly can within this competition.
Elsewhere in the pack, Josh Van de Vleer starts in the back row with CJ Stander and Peter O'Mahony. Rob Herring starts at hooker alongside props Andrew Porter and Cian Healy, while Jonathan Sexton shaking off a hamstring injury to start at out half. And there's a first Six Nations appearance for Leinster winger James Lowe. In an enforced absence of Josh Adams, Lewis Rhys-Zammit will start on the wing for Wales on Sunday. George North continues in the centre, while captain Alwyn Jones has been passed fit to start. Tonight on the pitch, Connacht will be aiming to put back-to-back defeats behind them when they face the Dragons in the Pro 14. Out half, Jack Carty will earn his 150th cap for the Westerners in the game at Rodney Parade. Andy Friend's side need to win to keep their bid for a Champions Cup qualification on track. Moving on to soccer, and Finn Harps have confirmed the re-signing of Adam Foley for the upcoming season. The Dubliner joined the club in August of last season, scoring two goals in his three league starts. That included the winner against Waterford on the final day of the season, securing the club's Premier Division status. Harps start the 2021 season on Friday the 19th of March at home to Bohemians. And Waterford say they're disappointed to have had to withdraw from this season's UEFA Youth League. The League of Ireland Under-19 champions were due to play Hammarby in Sweden next month, but were unable to make the trip due to travel restrictions. The FAI added that they had been in talks with the relevant authorities, but were unable to find a solution. Cross Channel on the pitch tonight. Norwich, they have the chance to stretch their lead at the top of the Sky Bet Championship to 7 points. The Canaries make the trip to third place Swansea. Elsewhere, Liverpool, they could be boosted with the return of the key trio for Sunday's Premier League meeting with Manchester City. Alisson, Fabinho and Sadio Mane, they'll all train ahead of the game at Anfield. Meanwhile, their manager Jurgen Klopp hasn't ruled out debuts for deadline day signings Ozan Kabak and Ben Davis. And the Liverpool boss thinks the German government should grant them a special exemption to travel to the country for their Champions League game with RB Leipzig. Current coronavirus restrictions prevent entry to Germany for those travelling from the UK. The match could end up being moved to a neutral nation. Up in Scotland, Rangers striker Kemar Roof could be banned for 2 matches after being charged with serious foul play by the Scottish FA. He was originally booked for a challenge on St Johnstone's Murray Davison in the Premiership leaders 1-0 win on Wednesday. Rangers have until Monday to decide if they'll appeal. Meanwhile, Celtic boss Neil Lennon says the club will appeal Albion Ajeti's Scottish FA charge for diving. The striker has been accused of deceiving the referee to win a penalty in their 4-0 Premiership win against Kilmarnock on Tuesday. Lennon says there was clear contact and a 2-match ban would be ludicrous.
It's a penalty. He's had contact to the back of his foot. He's gone down. Referee's given a penalty. Simulation is when there's no contact. So I don't understand why these charges have been brought up against Albion. It's we don't agree with it at all. So yes, we will be appealing it, of course.
Moving on to golf in the European Tour, bad light has suspended play on day 2 of the Saudi International. Shane Lowry is just one hole to complete ahead of his third round. He's on 3 under par. Defending champion Graham McDowell reached the halfway point on level par, while Cormac Shervin is 1 under. Paul Dunne's struggling. He's on 6 over par with 8 to play when play was suspended. Back-to-back rounds of 65 sees Ryan Fox lead the way on 10 under par. And on the PGA Tour, Rory McIlroy gets a second round at the Waste Management Phoenix Open, underway at 7:20 Irish time. He's on 1 under par. European Ryder Cup captain Patrick Harrington, he's 2 over par through 9 holes of a second round. But US Ryder Cup captain Steve Stricker, he's assumed the lead on the course. He's on 10 under par through 9 holes of a second round. Moving on to tennis, the Australian Open tennis looks set to go ahead next week after a coronavirus scare. Over 500 players and tournament staff had to go into isolation after a hotel worker tested positive for COVID-19. But tournament director Craig Tully says 495 have already tested negative, with 12 more awaiting their results. Novak Djokovic begins the defence of his title against Jeremy Chardy. Finally for this evening, in horse racing, Manila Indo heads a field of 5 for Sunday's Grade 1 Paddy Power Irish Gold Cup at Leopardstown. Wally Mullins runs both Kemboy and Melon as he seeks an 11th win in the race. Last year's hero Delta Work and the Storyteller, they line out for Gordon Elliott. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, 3 students from Carndonagh Community School have been crowned 2020 Junketure winners with a fishtail gown made of sea glass, plastic milk cartons and recycled glass such as bottles and jam jars. The 2020 final, which was to have been held in Dublin's 3 Arena last March, was cancelled due to the pandemic. The team involving students Brona Harkin, Robin O'Donnell and Orla Doherty, under the guidance of teacher Pauline McDermott, now walk away with €1,000 in prize money and a further €2,000 for their school. Miss McDermott says it's overwhelming to receive such recognition.
We're just delighted and completely overwhelmed. I mean, we're really lucky in the school that we have a really hardworking and dedicated art department. Myself, Miss McGee, Miss Call, Miss Bradley, everybody is very dedicated, and we've really amazing students as well who really have caught the Junketure bug. You know, every year, I mean, I think in 2020, I think we had 16 entries or something like that. And we were just amazed that we got 6 through to the grand final. Mm. There were so many beautiful dresses and such a variety of materials as well. So we're just To be honest, it is a bit overwhelming. We obviously didn't realise the minute the show finished last night. First of all, we were in shock, and then the phone calls and the congratulations messages started coming in from the staff and the community and our families, and it was just amazing feeling.
Weather now dry with some clear spells this evening and lowest temperatures of between 1 and 3 degrees with light to moderate northerly breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Department of Education is proposing two options for this year's Leaving Cert, the written exams and a corresponding non-examination process. Education Minister Norma Foley is inviting stakeholders to take part in talks to plan for the exams and work out the details of another option for students. A former priest of the Diocese of Raphoe has been sentenced to 2 years imprisonment for the sexual abuse of a minor in 1985. The Bishop of Raphoe, Alan McGuckian, has issued a statement on behalf of the diocese today, apologising to the man who was abused by the former priest and his family. FPD will have to pay out for losses incurred by four pub owners as a result of having to close their doors because of the pandemic. The High Court ruled in favour of the public inns today in a landmark decision that impacts over 1,000 others who have similar policies. And a Donegal County Councillor believes that the Taoiseach should not travel to the US for St Patrick's Day. Micheál Martin has repeatedly refused to be drawn on if he will travel to Washington in March for the traditional shamrock ceremony with the new US President Joe Biden. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferger, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahasa Colin Ferreter and Shalon the Priest Guilty. Tasha Barty Hugot her Kursi Gilliga or Foil than the Garda Shiahana. Cor Commissioner and Garda Shiahana Drew Harris Sokriha Omlucha. Fuivrej Kosti Gilliga and Uraktish Lalin the Shaktinya. Capishi in a Lactorama Cosport and Nagardi. Cactana Erlina a Halafru Defishin. Ata an changad yi artu lahai dulgashi abrasaku a kolinu. Master nachwell eragomus ach ein triu den orsa at halonihe sa gieltag ta gieliga a lorge. Eartar mwinu a chorar foil in a cursi a raktal agus tegtar garnarna changwell lish an agriacht changa gael chaltar major lish na cursi a wanu. Togu karu da drew harris chasu ar chosja Negeliga con an cheshta flay. Ta eil of Lager Genta e Conor Negeliga major le liasu bella na djanga ha offigula a ta flay a keim an chosta a dihi an oractus fri lahar. Major le rachis Conor Negeliga ta raktiak Lager in tosta agus ulvina de yi a charas servishi sasula as geliga ar foil da phobl Negeliga agustan giltat. Ta ashen a bresha karha ar foil erin siv na mór agriachta idjehis geliga cog bonkai e sin COGG bonkai e contacu le tis mohori ar fod na tíra ta codjul an a bwesti leis an scoliacht wala le lin na panjema coronavirus. Ta breis agus a liaf viljun bwesti bonskola ag fólum on wala le lin na trefse siach skoran na hasina ura le comas tis mohori idjehis a halafru Fridge fame a wench mahas aquini er linea. Tell you egg cog bunkai e. August don cade ur a reeve. Ractilu comortus sclape, but gale linea and chart and shoy heart er linea. Crail her a crailiu. Rave bow to quigga olu jamar choy heart. August Hanukkah has sky nagyotri arani hugus bani kyol on ear hushkirt. August Roni o kudged in the helmahori. Le parte glacuts na vauti nashunta le lin na misha sha. Shim mahodse illegalier slanagus barracked.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, February the 5th. The death has taken place of Oni Gallagher, Oni Donal Henry of Burma Road, Bombeg. Funeral mass will take place on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. Due to government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial will be private to immediate family only. Funeral mass will be broadcast on the Colm Gillespie Funeral Director Facebook page on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. The death has taken place of Catherine McWilliams, née McDade, Miss Bill Road, County Dublin, and formerly of Coleraine, County Derry, and Ballyliffin, Clonmany. Her remains will repose in St Mary's Church, Clonmany, overnight on Sunday. Funeral Mass will take place on Monday at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, funeral is private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Clonmany. The death has taken place of Isabel Stewart, Bogside, Kill, Dunfanaghy. Funeral service in Holy Trinity Church, Hornhead Road, Dunfanaghy, on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Cloncahorky Cemetery, Dunfanaghy. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Liam O'Donnell, Gorty Arrigan, Linsfort, formerly of O'Donnell's Supermarket, Buncrana. The rosary and wake prayers for the dead will be led from the chapel on Saturday evening at 6 o'clock. These will be streamed on churchservices.tv/Cockhill. Funeral on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Cockhill, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, house strictly private. Due to HSE and government guidelines, funeral and burial is private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted.